You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What's up, everybody? Another weekend, and this time I am joined by none other than producer Eddie.
What's up, everyone?
Does it feel weird when I call you producer Eddie? Because that's what your Instagram name is.
Yes, because you never call me producer Eddie. but it's, I've always thought about it, like, all right. I mean, if I want to be known as someone, I like producer Eddie.
That's, you know? That's how you wish to be known, like Elton John. You wish to be producer Eddie.
Well, because some people come up to me and they're just like, "Wait, are you Eddie?" And then some people are like, "Wait, are you producer Eddie?" So, like, and when they say producer Eddie, I'm like, I like that. It just sounds cool. Like,
you know, see, that's great for you. You know what mine is?
Web girl Morgan.
No, Morgan number two.
That's right. But wait, have you not gotten rid of that?
I have, but like, listeners still know me as that, but it's in their head.
It's not your handle anymore.
No, it hasn't been my handle for a long time.
Yeah.
My handle has always been Web Girl Morgan. It's never been like Morgan number two, but it was like, at the top of it said Morgan number two, and I did take that off.
But you should look at that as a, oh, you're a BC, like Morgan number two. Like, you knew me from way back then.
Yeah,
to
it
like,
is.
Oh, you're a newer person that just finally got to know who I was.
It is. It's OG listeners. It's right. Still fun, like when they run up and they say it. But every time it still kind of catches me a little off guard. I'm like, yeah, I'm number two. And then I always have to explain who I'm with, why they're calling me number two.
Oh, try having kids. And every kid going like, who's that?
Who are these people? They know you? Dad, that your friend?
Oh, Dad, who is that? I just met them, guys. I don't know.
Okay.
Henry.
We have a lot to talk about besides our names.
Okay.
So here's the bit breakdown this week. We're not going to dive into these. You can check them out on part two if you want to catch up on the show this week. Well, everybody talked about their Valentine's Day situation, which I am going to get a little update from Eddie here in a bit about his Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Amy's friend had a situation where she accidentally received one of her coworkers' paychecks. And okay, there's a lot there that breaks down and we talk about it. I brought something to the show with a little dating situation I have going on, the 5-date dilemma. And we talk about what I should do. And Bobby like shared his thoughts on the whole Travis Kelce viral video of him smashing into Andy Reid and kind of yelling in his face. I don't know if I should say smashing, more like bumping, chest bump.
Yes, startling
him. But yeah, Bobby shared his thoughts on that. He also shared his thoughts on Beyonce going country. She's dropping a country album. And Ian Munsick was on our show, which was super awesome. We talked about cow poop with him. I know, real interesting. And then Abby, she had her guitar recital after months and months of practice and learning the guitar. She showed us what she has. So that's what's happening on the best
bits.
That's
a good week.
Yeah, we've had a crazy week these last few weeks, honestly. Yeah. Like 2024 is going strong. Okay, we got to dive into other fun stuff though.
Yes.
You ready?
Ready.
What is an account on social media that never fails to make you smile? Like, there's a lot of things you can follow on social media, and like it makes you happier. But like, what's one that you can always count on when it pops up in your feed? You smile.
I don't know the name of it, but it's I want to say it was like Black Tiger, White Jaguar or something.
Okay, let me look. Black Tiger, White Jaguar Instagram.
Something like that.
Okay, and what's it like? What's it about?
The guy is a animal. He owns an animal refuge where
he's got 7.9 million followers.
Yeah. And so sometimes he gets a little political and that's kind of weird, but like it's very rare where he like posts something like that because he does have a lot of followers. It's always cool, like animals that he posts, like cats and sometimes just like pigs and weird little animals that I've never seen before. But anytime an animal pops up, I love it.
He does. He has lots, like a jaguar.
Yeah.
You mentioned an elephant. Lions, tigers.
Yes. And I love monkeys. Animals. I love animals. And like recently, I think I saw one that was, I don't even know if it was his page, but since I do follow him a lot, Instagram kind of just feeds me a lot of other animals.
Yeah.
Because he is the only one I follow that has animals.
Like intentionally.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But I like that they keep feeding me animals. I saw one of like 3 polar bears like in the wild.
Oh, yeah. And, oh my gosh. This is kind of a fun fact. Did you know about polar bears that I think Lunchbox might have shared it before? I don't remember. He says too many poop things that I had to tone it out.
They all blend together.
But this is a poop one. When polar bears poop, they yell. like actually yell. I don't know if that's true, but I saw
that's
it on the internet.
Funny.
Yeah, sorry. Go on with your polar bear story.
Oh, there's Thomas pooping again. How do you know? He's yelling. Listen
like
to him.
You could be in the... I don't know if it's called the woods in Antarctica.
It's not the woods.
But what's it like? You can be on an iceberg and you hear a yell and you're probably like, what is that? It's a polar bear.
I know. And they're so cute. Polar bears are so cute. They'll probably murder you to death.
Yeah. If it's the whole saying, if not friend shaped, or if not friend, why friend shaped?
If not friend. Oh, like you why do it? They look like they're friends?
Yeah. Why do they look like we'd be friends with them?
All bears are so cute, right? They rip your face right off.
They will.
And okay, you know so what? Yes, that's one too. But I was at the zoo the other day, like a couple weeks ago.
You love the zoo.
I love the zoo. I don't like the zoo. I hate that the animals have to be at the zoo. But if they're at the zoo and there's no choice.
Well, you're contributing to it, Eddie. You have to stop going for them to someday not be in the zoo.
Well, true. But I don't think that they bring animals. I don't know. I have no idea. If they bring animals just to make money, like they might be saving the animal. I don't know. I really don't know. But I was up close and personal to a hippo.
Okay.
The cutest animals ever.
They are really cute. Like
so
a little baby
cute.
One?
Did no,
you see the baby
humongous.
One?
No, he was humongous.
Oh, okay.
He was so big.
Have you seen a baby hippo?
No.
They're so cute.
So cute.
They're really slimy.
I just love it. It's like, it's just like there and they got big old cheeks and big old, you know, and then the tiny little ears.
You want to talk about something that could kill you? A hippo.
Okay. And then he yawned. And I was like, what the? As soon as he yawned and went, rawr, I was like, whoa, that's the biggest teeth I've ever seen in my life. And he looks mean and he looks angry. I'm out of here.
There's a place in Wichita. If you do ever go to Wichita again for something, you need to go to Tanganyika. That's the one place I will go.
What is it?
Their purpose is to breed like extinct or almost extinct or like helping save species that are going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a breeding facility, essentially. And there, they have a hippo, and they feed the hippo. And you can watch it.
They feed it.
Oh, you can feed it, too. You throw a pumpkin in their mouth, and they'll smash the whole thing.
That's amazing.
Or a watermelon or whatever.
Crazy?
Yeah,
they're
like
so
crazy
strong.
Things that it would take you, like, you know, minutes to cut up.
Yeah, a watermelon,
and
I know.
And they just squash it instantly.
One chomp.
Yeah. So when you go, you need to go feed the hippo.
So that's in Wichita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, right outside of Wichita.
Okay.
But yeah. You would like it. Okay, this is a good guy. Black Jaguar, White Tiger. Kind of a weird name.
Something like that. I think I mixed those up.
But he does have 7.9 million followers.
He has a lot of followers.
It's an interesting post, though.
Which, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has so many followers. And I've been following him for, like, I don't know, 6 years or something. But it was all animals. And then all of a sudden, he realized he had followers. So he started doing, like, some political stuff.
Mm.
And I hate
he, like, all of a sudden realized he has 7.9 people following
All of a sudden, he's like, oh, people are listening to me. Like I have an audience. So I don't like that part. So don't follow him, but
just maybe look at some of the animal
yes,
videos.
Yes, exactly.
The one that I follow all the time, and it always pops up on Twitter, is We Rate Dogs.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, Eddie, it's so cute.
You see all kinds of dogs?
It's all dogs, and they rate them like, let me read you some of them because they'll make more sense.
Okay.
But it's kind of like what you're talking about. I mean, I have so many animal stuff in my feed, but this one is always like, always happy. You'll mm-hmm. always feel good. It's never, there's no political, like you can safely follow it. But like, they'll post a picture of somebody and they'll say, this is Wiley. He has a heart on his nose. 14 out of 10 would protect at all costs.
Oh
like
my
they
gosh,
rate them.
So cute.
And it's always like good ratings because they're dogs, right?
Yeah,
like
here's
another one. It's a dog and a baby playing. The baby's laughing, and the dog is like kind of chewing on the baby's toes. And they go, this is Otto. He has a lot of squeaky toys, but this one is his favorite. 13 out of 10.
Oh, that's so cool.
So like they rate them and their pictures or videos or whatever. And it's so cute.
Did you say that's on Twitter? Or
yeah,
X,
it's
X.
On X. And honestly, it's the only reason I like being on X, because X is a dumpster fire.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't go over there anymore.
No, but this is the one reason I do. They have like 9 million followers.
Wow.
On X,
wow, that's a lot.
So good.
That's really cool.
So that's a favorite.
And you love dogs, so of course.
I do. I did love all animals.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk TV shows. Have you watched anything recently that you want to recommend?
I just finished Fargo.
Okay, you watched all of the seasons?
No, just season 5.
Okay, please tell me, I think I missed this in the conversation about Fargo. Mm-hmm. Why did you start watching season 5 and not the others?
Because the only reason I started to was because Bobby said, watch season 5. And it's not.
You weren't like, okay, I should watch the other four.
No, I did, but he said they don't go together. So like they're all independent stories. Not even same characters. It's almost like when you watch like Unsolved Mysteries. Like one episode is one story.
They call it a anthology series.
Yeah, so like the actors all in season 5 are not in season 4. They're not in season 2. They're not in any of them. And they're all different stories. So I will be watching more, but season 5 was pretty badass. Like,
really?
It was awesome.
And that's on Hulu?
FX, I think, but that's how I watch it on Hulu, because FX is a part of, you can get FX on Hulu.
Okay.
But I will say it does get like, there's parts that threw me off.
Like in a way where it's like gruesome threw you off, like just kind of threw you for a loop.
There are I mean, it's murder. It's like, it's crime.
It is a crime show.
Yeah, it's
like
crime.
It does get a little gruesome.
So there are parts where just like, ooh, I can do without that or whatever. But no, there's just, everything is like normal. And then something's just, then it turns weird. Like not normal, not earthy, not like in this life.
So kind of sci-fi.
A little bit, which I didn't expect, because the movie Fargo is like, it's a story.
It does say you can watch the TV shows without the movie too. I didn't realize was also a movie.
Yes, there's an old movie that won like a bunch of Academy Awards like back in the 90s.
1996.
That's really, really, really good.
It has William Macy. That's the only one that
he's
Steve
the
Buscemi. Those are the two
Yeah. And the girl.
Frances McDormand. These are their actress.
Frances McDormand, and she's so good in that one, like so good. And it's all like, it's the same thing. What I like about it's kind of the same, is because they all have that accent, that Minnesota.
Oh, it's in the north.
Yes,
where all their O's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I like that.
And okay. Fargo, North Dakota, which like, yeah, it's all like up there, Minnesota.
You managed
North
to
Dakota.
Watch a whole season of this show, and I've been telling you for years to watch Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah. You know what though? My TV, the Disney Plus, like I can't log in on my TV.
Eddie.
So I have to watch it like in the living room, and like the kids always want to hijack the living room TV. Always.
Do they not have TVs in their rooms, I assume?
Not in their rooms, but they have one in kind of like their common area. Like
they have a little common area?
Yeah.
But it's like the dorms?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like, so like all their rooms are there, and then there's a little common area, which all they do is wrestle. And there's a TV in there.
Okay.
And so they can watch there or the living room and then my bedroom.
Oh.
And so that's where I watch all my stuff in my bedroom. Like, all right, time to go to bed. Everybody go to bed. I'm going to bed.
Do you have to go to bed, or sometimes you just go lay in your room and watch TV?
Like if I get home, like before the boys get home from school, like I'll watch.
Your room though, or in the living room?
No. Well, that's a good question. Like sometimes it's the living room, but I like laying in my bed and watching like TV.
You're like, I could kind of take a nap.
It's a vibe.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Fargo, do you have any others that you've watched, or movies or anything?
What else did I watch recently? I watched, did I tell you about watching, him and her? No. She-Hulk? No,
okay.
No. It's a movie with, Natalie Portman. No.
Okay.
Is it Natalie Portman? Yes. Natalie Portman. And
not seeing that one on her list, but let me keep looking.
What's the latest on hers?
It was recent.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything recent.
It is Natalie Portman, right? Yeah, it's Natalie Portman.
I have not seen, but she's also been in a lot. So hold on, I'm still scrolling.
Do Natalie Portman.
Oh, he, sure.
He, that's it.
Hesher.
No.
I don't, it's he, like H-E-S-H-E-R.
He's her.
He's her.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's one word and they're pronounced like Hesher.
Who else is in that?
210 is when it came out. Thriller comedy. You're on a thriller kick.
I know.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, that's not it.
And Devin Brokaw, but I don't know who that is.
No, that's
Rainn
not
Wilson.
It. No, that's not it.
Mm-mm. That's not the same movie.
Do another one.
How did you even come to this though? I'm like, this is a real thing.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix, and it was like one of the Netflix top tens. I think it's Netflix.
Natalie Portman.
Come on, hit me. Give me something.
There's nothing.
Yes.
May December. Is that it?
That's it. May December. Sure? That's it. 100%.
Okay, it's a rom com. It looks like.
No.
This is on Netflix as of last year.
It's not a rom com.
What is it? Are you sure it's Natalie Portman?
I don't know now. What? Who's the other girl that looks like her? Kira Knightley? Knightley maybe kind of looks like her. No, it's Natalie Portman. I swear it's Natalie Portman.
Okay. What is it about?
Okay. So, I don't know. I don't know, Morgan.
Oh, man.
Okay. So it's about this woman who dated she was married, had kids. And she cheated on her husband with a 15-year-old.
Okay. I'm going to Google.
The 15-year-old. And they fell in love. And she divorced her husband and married him.
Fatal Seduction?
No. No.
Fierce Wife?
No. Natalie Portman.
Is this one of those where you like dreamt it up?
Oh my gosh.
Listen.
What if this isn't even real?
It is May December.
It's May December. It's not a rom-com.
It showed up as romance comedy as the category.
No.
Yeah.
Don't ever go into this movie thinking it's a rom-com.
But as you go into the description, it says dark dynamic.
Yeah, it's very dark.
Okay.
This chick left her family for a 15-year-old kid. Yeah, it's very dark.
That's funny.
And then Natalie Portman is a Hollywood actress who's playing her in a movie. And so she comes and spends like a month with them.
Okay.
To kind of learn her character. And she is weird.
So is it based on a true story?
I don't know. Oh, maybe. Does it say that?
I don't know. I'm getting brief reads as I'm hearing how you're depicting.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's classified as a drama and comedy and romance.
There's nothing funny about it. Like absolutely nothing funny. See, we've talked about this.
People have some dark humor.
No. They're effed up because that's not even funny. Like, there's nothing funny about it. Not once did I laugh watching this show.
Really? Not a single time?
No.
Never crack a smile?
There's nothing funny about it.
Well,
it's actually very dark and sad.
Okay, so maybe it's more a romance drama.
There's nothing romantic about it. Like, they're not even...
Well, but technically it is about love.
Yeah, but...
Technically, I'm not saying it's okay, but it is technically about love.
Anyway.
Okay, well, what did you rate that one?
It was just so weird. I'd go right down the middle because I watched the whole thing. I'm like, this is so crazy. I want to watch more, but it was just weird.
Like kind of like watching a train wreck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a 3. I'll give it a solid 3.
3? What's the rating system?
I'm going to give it 3 butterflies because that's where I got my idea about my butterflies.
Oh, dear. So you watch this.
Yeah.
It was twisted. Uh-huh. But after you go, I'm going to breed some butterflies.
Because the kid, the 15, he's older now, but he was 15 years old when they met. Later on in like current day, whatever, that's what he collects butterflies or he raises butterflies. And I was like, that's kind of cool. So I'm starting to raise butterflies too.
All because in May, December, or as you recalled it,
no, there's actually a movie called
one with Natalie Portman.
That's even weirder.
Maybe it popped up after you finished watching it. It's like you might like
maybe,
or something.
Maybe.
There has to be. Oh my God. That's a weird.
I'm connection. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. I took you guys through all that.
That was a journey. Fargo season 5. What do you rate it?
Fargo season 5. Ooh, man, it gets really good. I'm going to give it 4. I'll give it 4.5. 4.5.
These are out of 5, by the way, guys.
4.5 sheriff badges.
Love it. Okay. Well, I have one for you to watch that I do think you would like.
Come on.
It is romance.
Is it a rom-com? It's real dark and twisted.
It's not really a comedy. There's laughing moments, but it doesn't give me rom-com vibes. It's more of a love story.
Okay.
But just on a wild journey of emotions. It's called
American
One
Nightmare?
Day.
Oh, One Day.
No, it's not American Nightmare. I wouldn't call that a love story. No, it's One Day on Netflix.
Okay, One Day.
And it's a limited series. So
wait.
There's only 12 episodes.
Wait. What's it about?
It's about these two who get connected in college, and then like you watch their journey of life of knowing each other and what happens, what transpires. It's crazy. Like, okay, it's literally just like watching two people who met at one point in time, okay, and they somehow stay intertwined, okay, through the remainder of their lives.
One day.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It's really
good. It sounds really good, and it sounds something I'd like to watch with my wife.
I think you guys would both love it.
Okay.
Like, it, I will say, though, like, I always tell people this when, because I like to know if I might be a little bit emotional watching it. Like, oh, I did go on a journey of emotions.
Oh.
And I'm not going to tell you what kind.
Okay.
But I did go on like a journey.
You cried?
I'm not going to show it because I feel like that might be
okay,
a spoiler.
Okay.
But I did go on like a journey of different things.
Okay.
It wrecked me in a lot of ways.
All right. One day. This one is good. Day. One day. I'm going to watch that.
Yes. Okay. I hope you do.
Before I watch The Mandalorian.
Okay. Well, just watch both of them. All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to dive back in.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, so we're obviously in the new year. We're in February, but I do feel like everybody always has something they want to accomplish. Like the new year starts and you're like, dang, I really want to accomplish this in 2024. Do you have something like that?
Well, I didn't really plan on doing this, but about 3 weeks ago, I just kind of like decided to clean my gut out. I was like, you know what? I need to do this because I used to do it once a year.
Like you just put a bunch of water in there hoping you pee it all out? Or like,
no,
what's your...
No, it's more of like just change your diet for like a month.
Okay.
Like just strict diet, no gluten, no... no dairy, no carbs, really. No, like you can do like certain grains, but no carbs and no sugar. 100% zero sugar.
So you're kind of doing like the diet version of 75 hard.
I don't know what that is.
Have you never heard of 75 hard? It's like, oh,
sounds
you
dirty.
It's basically like you change your diet. You have to do so many exercises a day. You have to like read something. It's like this whole like basically resetting your life. So you do all these healthy things.
Yeah.
But it's like full encompassing, not just the diet. It's all of it.
It's all water and tea. And so like...
Alcohol for you? No beer? No pizza?
No alcohol. No pizza. That's the hardest one for sure.
You could make cauliflower pizza.
No. Morgan, let me tell you what I did. Oh my gosh. So last Friday, everyone's having pizza, right? Like, yeah, we're going to have pizza. I'm like, guys, this is so hard for me. Like Fridays are my pizza day. And then we order a lot of pizza. So then Saturday becomes my pizza day too. Like, this has been my whole life. Like, yeah. I love pizza.
Changing and every habits are Friday, hard.
Every Friday and Saturday, I eat pizza. And so I was like, you know what? I got this. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to go find dairy-free cheese. I'm going to go find this, you know, cauliflower crust with no, you know, certain the grains like I can have or whatever. And then I'm going to and I'm going to find marinara sauce and like we're going to do this. And so I did it. I found it. Found my own pizza. Found everything. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it and it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever tasted in my life. Like it actually made me want to throw up.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
I hated it.
As somebody who has dabbled with going vegan.
Fake cheese, don't do it.
No, but there is a certain kind that you can buy that is decent. And I'm going to guess you didn't buy the right kind.
What is it? I'll tell you what I bought.
There is one that's good. There's one that I've tried and one that I want to try. So if you got Daya, that's the one I don't
Daya.
Like.
Daya.
That's the one I don't like.
No on Daya.
Yeah. There's one called
Day Noah.
Literally, you just use that as your
yes.
your guide. I'm pretty sure it's called like Voya or something.
Okay.
That one is good. Okay. It's still not real cheese.
Why does Daya taste like throw up?
Here's the thing. There is also a company not like the yogurt company Okinos or whatever.
I
can't remember.
Yeah.
But like Okinos, Greece, yeah. like Mykonos.
Yeah.
There's a brand of Mykonos vegan that they make everything out of cashews.
That's it.
So that is a good brand.
No, mine was cashew. Wait, was it cashew cheese? Cashew cheese.
Some of them are, but some of them just aren't done well.
Okay.
Like it's definitely an art to like make cheese out of cashews.
Yeah.
You know?
I just like, thank you, but I think I need to stop doing this because like I've tried to make like, ooh, I found these recipes like, hey, coffee cake, but it's all like gluten-free, vegan, uh-huh. no wheat, no soy, no like whatever. And then I eat it and it's like hard as a rock. I'm like, this is not good at all.
I'm telling you, it's a science to find ways to do things without gluten and without dairy. I figured out the science behind without gluten.
Okay.
Without dairy has been hard.
Yeah.
I have substituted most things like almond milk. But I still eat like shredded cheese. Shredded cheese is the one that I haven't been able to
What do you
get
mean,
past.
Like drinking almond milk?
Like just for cereal, for making pasta, I use though. Almond milk. Yeah, I don't
But
use...
see, almond milk doesn't really taste like anything.
I know. So it's an easy substitute.
So that's easy.
And so like
But when the cheese tastes like complete crap.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I'm saying.
You can't do it.
But those two brands have, they've started getting there.
Okay.
So we're in the process. Okay. I don't know if we're quite there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to do pizza.
No, I'm not doing that anymore. And the alcohol's been easy because like my wife's kind of doing it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as like everyone's not drinking around me, it's easier.
Just like when everybody eats pizza around you, you're like, dang
That's
it.
Smart. Man, Morgan, one day we had pizza. We went to an ice cream shop and then everyone bought candy afterwards. Oh, no. And then everyone bought candy. Then we had popcorn. And they all put M&Ms in their popcorn.
Oh, I love popcorn's an M&M.
Oh, yeah, we did too. All in one day. And I'm just like, guys, you are killing me.
And you had none?
Zero.
I'm proud of you, though. That's progress.
It is progress.
Listen, the thing that I've learned, if anything, is that everything is good in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find a balance for you where maybe it's Friday is your day. You get to have your pizza Fridays.
But I already told you we have too much and then I have to eat it Saturday.
Okay. Well,
and then
you
sometimes
have to,
it bleeds into Sunday.
You learn self-control in this scenario to not have anything they were having. So now you say, you know what? I can only have this amount on Friday and that's my pizza for the week mm-hmm. and that's it.
Okay.
And then the rest of it you are like, for me, my balance has been every time I eat at home, it has to be gluten-free. It has to be fresh ingredients. If I'm eating out, I give myself grace.
Because it's harder to find that.
It's much harder. And like, I also still want to be able to have the things that I enjoy. Yeah. I don't want to be like destroyed. I don't want my body to feel like crap.
Right.
But I still want to be able to enjoy them on some level. So that's what worked for me is like at home, I'm eating gluten-free. I'm eating really fresh. I'm trying to be really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go out to eat, which is not very often, it's maybe once a week, maybe, is like, okay, I can eat whatever. Or like once a week, I'll give myself like a little treat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like that was my balance. You got to find out like what your balance is. Because I'm telling you, 0 to 100 sucks.
It does
it
suck.
It never
but,
works.
But I'm actually pretty good at what helps me is meal prep.
Meal prep is great.
Like if it's done and if it's in the fridge and all I have to do is heat it up, like that's where I like. I'll live that way.
Do you get tired of meals though? Because like I can only do that for like a week. I'm like, dang, I'm already tired of these.
No, I have to. Well, yes, it's so hard, but I have to tell my head like, it's just food.
Yeah.
Like, stop living for food because I live for Fridays.
But like, what else? You know what? Listen, we only get to live for a certain amount of things.
No, I get it, but I think that my stomach needs to be better.
That's fair. Like, you do have your condition.
Yes.
Which is not vitiligo. To be confused with mine.
Yours is vertigo.
And yours is called what?
Vitiligo.
Okay. And vitiligo does what?
It stains like your skin. Your skin goes to like, it just kills all the pigment in certain areas. Have you ever seen people like with their hands and you see like half white?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
So do you have like a really mild version of it?
Yeah. Well, if I don't control my diet, it gets worse. Like you can see, if I got like a marker and marked where it started, like it'd freak you out because it was like a little dot.
And now it's like.
And now it's just kind of just go across
Eddie's
my chin.
Pointing to is like his chin right mm-hmm. now. So and is
even,
that the
even
one?
Even on my neck a little bit.
I genuinely just thought that was the different colors of your beard.
No. No, and it stains the hair color too that it comes out.
So then it's white.
You ever see people with like a white patch on their head?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it is.
Wow.
It bleaches the.
So what is it specifically you can't eat? Or is it just in general you got to stay away from like preservatives and stuff?
They call it like a candida diet. And so it's a whole list. I don't know. It's all, there's really like, you can do all veggies for the most part, low starch veggies, like no sweet potatoes, no potatoes, no carrots.
Those are the best veggies.
I agree. But if it's green, you can eat it basically.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Spinach,
be
kale,
a rabbit,
whatever, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the dairy, you can really only have yogurt. That's it. Mm. Non-dairy yogurt. And then the, like the grains and stuff, it's only like quinoa and like buckwheat or something.
Dang. That's changing. That's not just changing your diet. That's changing the way that food works in general.
Yeah. I can't eat out. The only way I eat out is like, if like we went like to Shake Shack the other day
mm-hmm.
and I just got like a burger and I was like, just don't give me the buns. Just like, give me the meat. No fries. And they're like fries. No. I'm like, don't even
Eddie,
tease me.
I do hope for you though that this year you can at least find a balance for you that works.
Yeah, because what I read is I can slowly go back to normal, but like I have to do this for a month, maybe 2 months, because like you'll just kind of see symptoms like getting better or whatever. But after that, you can slowly introduce, like you said, pizza on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then that's it. And then the next week, maybe like a glass of wine, maybe
a
beer.
You're doing an elimination diet essentially.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to do this, but. It just kind of came up and I was like, you know what? Let's just do it.
Okay.
And so I'm probably week 3 into it now.
Hey, you're going strong. You've almost made it to a month.
Oh, close. But it messes with you.
Yeah.
Like even like mentally, kind of moody all day.
You have been a little snappy lately.
I have.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's my diet.
But I don't ever judge any of that. Everybody's got stuff that's
yeah,
going
but
on.
It's
so
just
I'm just
weird.
Like, okay.
It's just weird when like something like that controls your mood. It's just. How does that even work?
But it should. It should eventually make you feel better.
It should.
So
that's the whole point.
You just have to get through it, though. It is like it's like an addiction, you know, especially to sugar and preservatives. They're meant to make you eat them.
Everything I eat is sugar and preservatives.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, you got a family.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to eat healthy as a family.
That's the hard thing, too. I tell my wife, I'm like, well, can we get all this stuff out? She's like, we can't like make them suffer for our mistakes.
No, but it could still be like a whole family effort to just mm-hmm. be a little bit healthier.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get slowly.
Yes.
You got to make baby steps.
I know. One step at a time. One step at
okay.
a time.
Well, mine's not as near as exciting as yours, but I want to learn sign language.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I have a friend whose parents are deaf and we were doing a, like a bridal, like dress fitting and her mom was with us. And I felt really bad that I couldn't really communicate with her. Like we kind of she had to read our lips essentially. Mm-hmm. And I think about all the people who have have to use sign mm-hmm. language and they just have to like adapt to all of us who don't learn their way. And so I hope that maybe I can at least just learn a few phrases. She did start teaching me my name. So I was starting to learn letters.
Are you doing
sitting there?
Are you doing well with it?
It's hard. Like it's hard to remember because I don't do it. Enough repetitively, mm-hmm. right? So I need to work on memory. So like I know M's and O's and R's. Like I know the start of my name, but.
So you have to spell your name?
Uh-huh.
You can't just, there isn't a sign for Morgan?
No, there's not.
Ooh,
because
wow.
like think about it, there'd have to be so many signs for like all the names.
But there are like billions of words.
Yeah. So you have to spell your name, but then they have phrases and they have words and different things. So I want to at least learn my full name. Like Morgan,
uh-huh.
and then I want to learn 10 phrases. So at least I can communicate generically.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that's really, really cool because no one thinks about that.
No, but like I would have never even thought about that if I wasn't in my friend like is really well versed in sign language. She signs for her mom.
Yeah.
Like, we went out to lunch and she was being the translator.
And both of her parents are deaf?
Yep, they're born deaf.
Wow.
So, and she's losing hearing in one ear. So, like, I also want to learn
your friend?
It for her. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, crazy.
That is really crazy.
My goal for 2024.
Well, good luck to you. Like, that's really cool. So, how much time a week do you spend on this?
I haven't yet. It's been on my like list of things that I would like to do. So I gotta make the time to start learning.
Yeah, you can do this. That's gonna be awesome.
Her wedding is in September, so I'll get to see her parents then. So I want to have it learned at least.
Yes.
So that's the goal. Okay, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
We're gonna talk about it here in a second.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna take a quick break and come right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
All right, what happened? Why did everything
Valentine's Day hasn't happened yet. We're gonna do it this week because like it's really so with our life, finding a babysitter is so difficult because we have four kids.
Mm, yeah.
It's like babysitters; they're all sweet and they're great, and they're like I know they love us and they want to help us, but four boys is a lot because every time we come home, we're like, "How did it go?" And they're always just like, "Great," and they look exhausted and they just walk out the door. Like, it's never like, they did really well. Like, we had fun with, no. They're just like, cool, great, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
That's why you need you and your wife.
Yeah.
It's both of it.
The four boys is a lot. And so it's really hard to find babysitters. So Valentine's Day, usually what we do is we spend it when the kids are in school.
Mm.
So
makes
like,
sense.
You know, like they're in school. We've got about 4 hours that we have roughly to do something. So my plan was to go to this Bob Marley movie, One Love. She likes Bob Marley. I love Bob Marley. It would've been great. And then so something with work came up. She's like, oh my gosh, I have two work calls during that time and we can't do it. She's like, would you rather do it like over the weekend or would you rather just do it like again during the day next week?
Yeah.
And I said, the weekend, again, we're in the same predicament where we have to call a babysitter. And so we're like, all right, let's just do it next Thursday. So Thursday is our Valentine's Day.
You made your own Valentine's
Day. Yeah. Okay. Which I should have saved on, like Lunchbox says, I should have saved on the roses.
Yes, but because you didn't get to celebrate on the day, you had to do something to still make it special.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I still picked up lunch and, like, all that. And we did all that, and I got her roses and stuff, but...
See, like, you did still have to do it.
Yeah.
I get wanting to say, but, like, because... I would say, like, yeah, you probably could have if you guys did have something happen.
Yeah.
But since you didn't, you had to, you know, the roses had to be the compensation.
But roses are expensive, man.
Are they expensive now? They used to be, like, $20.
Well, okay, they're, like, $20. But...
Okay. I was like, I don't feel like that's changed.
Yeah, you're right. It's just $20 for flowers to me is like, that's so much money.
It is, because they do die.
For like God's flowers.
But you do them once a year.
Right. You're right.
Right.
You're right.
But do you ever buy her sweet treats too, like little chocolates or anything?
I do, but she never ate them because she's like, oh no, I can't. I'm not eating that right now. Like, it's just always that. Like, oh, thank you. I love these, but I'm not eating these right now.
So no more chocolate?
So now I'm like, I'm not getting you chocolates anymore.
Just flowers.
We're done. But we do load up chocolates for the kids.
Okay.
So like
do you guys make them little baskets?
Yeah. So my wife bought like these bento boxes and they're pretty cute.
Oh, yeah.
And they have little compartments in them and
they look like a little fish box, like a fishing box.
Yeah. Like,
box.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a tackle box. Yeah. Like if you took the inside of a tackle box out.
Yeah. Like not the whole box,
right.
Just like the little compartments.
And so you'll have like jelly beans in one, you have little chocolate hearts in the other. And then we put them on the table, on our dinner table. And then we spread like all those little message hearts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones that say, be mine and like, you're sweet.
Classic.
Yeah. Like we spread those all over. And so throughout the day, they just kind of like walk by and eat candy.
Oh, okay.
Which it is a lot of candy that we buy. Like, cause like, think about it. Like, Halloween, a lot of candy. Christmas, mm-hmm. lots of candy. And then now Valentine's Day, lots of candy.
Yeah. But like, let me tell you, my parents always made stuff for me on Valentine's Day growing up. And I loved it.
Yeah.
And it made me love holidays in general. Like, they just always treated, like, between Christmas and Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, like, it was always a treat. Like, I always felt very loved.
Yeah.
And so, like, they remember that. It may be to you, like, so much candy. You're like, dang, I really need
a lot of candy.
But, like, they remember that.
Yeah.
And they'll pass that on.
You're right.
So, like, even if it is candy, just remember that, like, they're thinking of that. Not right now in this moment. They're like, oh, that's cool, candy. But I promise they'll look back and be like, that was really awesome.
Did your dad send you anything or does that happen?
They used to send me flowers like every year.
Not anymore?
No, they do sometimes. It's not like, it's just more that like Valentine's kind of comes and goes now.
Yeah,
I kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes they do when they remember and stuff and it's really sweet. But like, it was just always cute. Like getting, you know, stuff from my parents.
I know. So it is really cool.
I love that you guys do that. Keep doing it.
Thank you. We will.
Maybe you can even get them like something else, like a different gift. Maybe you can start trading the candy out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something.
Like a teddy bear or something.
I don't really know.
Maybe.
But maybe like a little game. Is there like little games?
Sure.
Get them some Tamagotchis.
We'll find something. Yeah. That's perfect.
Okay. I didn't do anything super crazy. I just spent it by myself. I watched some of my favorite rom-coms.
Oh.
I watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, that's a good one. Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This Means War.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, this is so good. It's with Tom Hardy, Reese Witherspoon, and Chris Pine.
Okay.
Great underrated rom-com.
Wait, is that where, like, is he a baseball player? Is one of them a baseball player?
No, I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
But no, that one, they are both, like, undercover CIA agents.
Okay, okay.
And stuff comes out. But then, and then I watched, what was the other one? I think it was Sweet Home Alabama. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, you love that one.
I made some noodles and I ate some chocolate. Bought myself some sunflowers.
Hey, you know what? Love yourself.
Yeah, it was a great day.
You're your own Valentine.
I gotta be, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I really have a choice, but like I did. So it was good. I did actually too, when I was dealing with all the vertigo stuff pretty bad, I had ordered cookies on Uber Eats, Eddie. And I was like, because I was not eating well.
You wanted cookies.
I ordered 12, right?
For you, just for you?
Yeah. They showed up at the house. There's 24. And I was like,
oh, even better.
I didn't do that. Sure enough, I did. I paid for them.
And did you eat them all?
I did.
Nice.
I think there's only one left.
Nice. That's the one you're like, can't do it. Not going to eat it. Not going to eat that
I'm
one.
I'm like, no, I can't eat every single one of these cookies.
That cookie's looking at you like, come on.
Yeah. So they are there. But my neighbors did bring me soup. So I think I gave them 3 cookies of that. I was like, take some cookies. I actually don't need all these. And like, trade off. It'll make me feel better. So yeah, that was my accidental cookie delivery too.
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Sure. It was accidental.
It really was.
Yeah.
And I really didn't need all those cookies. Okay. We're going to end on something fun. So In honor of Valentine's Day happening this week, there was a company called Finance Buzz, and they were wanting to pay someone to listen to like 24 hours of breakup music to be like, what are the best songs? And Eddie.
24 hours, that's a long time.
It is, but listen, I've listened to more than 24 hours. Like, I am a pro.
At breakup songs?
Yes. Do I know how to put together a playlist that will make you get over someone? I do. I do.
That's funny.
But since we can't play the songs, I want you to grab your guitar, I'm going to tell you the title, like who sings it.
Oh boy.
And the title, and I just want you to kind of like think of how you made this song, maybe. Okay?
okay, but I might know the song though.
Yeah, if you know the song, then you can try and play it.
Okay,
but if you don't, you gotta make it up.
Okay, hold on. All right, we're good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Love Sucks.
Love sucks so much. I hate you, and you ruined it all for
me. Honestly, pretty solid.
Love sucks.
You know, I like that one.
Is that close?
No, not at all. No, no, no. But I did like it. Like, I like
your
rendition.
Skater boy, you broke my heart, and now love sucks.
I was going to say, you needed your alternative voice in there. It didn't come out.
I know.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Better Man.
Oh, Better Man.
You have to know that song. Little Big Town. It's Taylor Swift's originally.
She sang that one?
Better Man.
Oh,
but it's Little Big Town also recorded it first.
Better Man. No, I only know is she dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man.
Okay. I don't think that's right, but
that's
like
Pearl Jam.
I don't think that's right.
That's Pearl Jam.
Okay. Leah Kate. Ten Things I Hate About You.
Ooh. These are 10 things I hate about you. Number one, you're ugly. There we go.
I mean, not right, but like not far.
Do you know that one?
No. Is that a real song? Are you singing
no,
like
no,
real
no.
songs?
No, no, no. Do you know the Leah Kate one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But it's not like 10 Things I Hate About You, the movie.
Oh, it's not? You're Matthew McConaughey.
No, like it's like 10, you're selfish. 9, you're jaded. 8, the dumbest guy I dated. 7, talk a big game till you're naked. Yeah, then it goes on.
That sounds good.
But it's really fast. Okay. Like, super fast song. Okay. Hate My Heart, Carrie Underwood.
Hate My Heart. I hate my heart because you broke it. I hate my heart.
You trying to get up there like Carrie does?
Cause you broke it.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Also not right, but great.
I haven't heard any of these songs.
I figured you wouldn't.
No, like none of them.
Okay, Could Have Been Me by the Struts.
Ooh, yes. Girl, you broke their heart. And I got out of there just in time. It could have been me. It could have been me. But I got lucky. It wasn't me.
Could have been me.
Oh, okay. Could have been me.
This one,
No.
And also not very alternative.
No. They're the Struts.
They are the Struts, but like this song is more kind of, has more rock emphasis.
Oh, okay.
So the alternate voice doesn't really come out.
Sing it.
I want to taste love and pain. I want to feel pride and shame. I don't want to take my time. Don't want to waste one line.
So, I know that song.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I do like that song.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You didn't
one
get
more.
It
on Give me another one.
Okay. Maybe You're the Problem, Ava Max.
Who?
Ava Max.
Ava Max.
I bet you've heard this one.
Okay, hold on. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe you're the problem. You think that I'm the problem, but it's you, man. Maybe you're the problem. Is that it? No.
Like not even a little bit?
Oh man, I'm stuck
you're going like alternative.
I'm stuck in the alternative. You break my heart.
You gotta get out of your voice.
Okay. Let me try it again.
Wait, you want a different one?
No. Let me try it again.
Okay.
Maybe you're the problem.
No.
It's not me. You're the problem, it's me. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it. That's Taylor. Okay, dang it. Next one.
Okay. Okay. Could have just left me alone.
Oh, easy.
By Alexa Capelli.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. Not alternative. Just give you that hint.
You could have left me alone.
Now they're all high.
All alone. By myself. All alone.
Like, what is this? A sad Disney movie?
You could have left me alone. All alone.
Oh my goodness.
No, okay. No, is that not close?
No.
But that sounds like a breakup song. No, maybe that's like you're getting broken up with.
Yeah, well, it's like it's over. So okay. Like.
Well, then definitely sad.
It isn't, though. It's like a pop song. It's
I didn't
know. It makes me sick how you just quit on us. Months wasted when you could have just left me alone.
Yeah. I think I heard that song.
Some of these are big, like,
give me
on
one
pop
more.
Radio. Okay. Don't Come Back, Tate McRae.
Oh, easy. Don't come back. To me.
Still not alternative.
No? God dang it. Okay. Hold on.
I'll give you a slow one.
Oh, it's country?
No.
Don't, girl, don't even think about coming back. I'm a thumbtack.
Thumbtack?
I'm going to poke your ass. No, that's not good.
It's not country, but like wherever you were going. That's
I don't know where I was going.
Okay, there are two more, and I'll give you a country run.
You hit me.
One of them is country. It's Girl Goes Crazy from Cole Swindell.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girl, you're going crazy on me. Get away from me. Then you know you're going crazy on me.
Okay, yeah, No. His is more drinking at the thought of him, thinking about another girl. Save your psychopath and don't judge that black dress book by the Tear Street cover, girl.
I like how we both have to be like, cover, girl.
I had to add it in a little bit.
Of course.
Last one.
All right,
this
come on.
Is a slow song.
I got it.
Pop.
Oh, pop, okay.
Heartless by Dean Lewis.
Heartless?
Heartless.
Oh, Heartless. Okay, hold on. Shh. So you were mean to me, and you hurt me, but not anymore, because I'm hurtless. Yeah, I'm hurtless.
How did it still go alternative again?
I don't know. I give up. I'm terrible at this game.
Oh, that was great. Honestly, like, great game. And on a real note, those are all great breakup songs if you just need to, like, get some stuff out.
Yeah.
Cry, scream, whatever. It's a mix of all the emotions.
And promise all the songs are better than what I just did.
They are really good songs. Eddie's versions are not on any streaming service you can find.
Baby, I'm hurtless.
And no, most of them are. I think there's only, like, two that are alternative.
But, dang.
You know, it was great. That was fun.
Thank you. Thanks for doing that. That was fun.
That was entertaining for me.
So dumb.
Okay, we gotta go answer some listener questions.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for bearing with me and like just going through that.
That's what
like I
did,
was
Morgan.
Just like, Eddie, just do this.
And I did it.
And you did. Okay, we gotta go answer some questions from some of y'all listeners. So
we gotta go.
Come join us on part three.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at WebGirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.